Hey guys, Dr. Ben here. Welcome to a Power Pack Brokerpreneur Bite. Get ready to dive into proven strategies for recruiting top talent, retaining your best agents, and skyrocketing sales in the next 10 minutes. I'm your host, of course, Dr. Ben Spears, along with our real estate guru, Matt Vai. Join us as we unravel the secrets to take your brokerage to new heights. Let's dive in. I think it's difficult to separate. Maybe number six, opening new offices would be the only thing that you could really separate. But you're opening a new office like you're trying to recruit. Even when you're acquiring, mm-hmm. That's recruiting.
Right.
And my question would be two things. Number one, what do you think the order is? If we had a Matt order, I'd be interested. No, okay, let's count down from six to one. What Matt thinks it is. I don't want to put you on the spot there, but.
I can do it.
But since recruiting gets its own category, mm-hmm. where does retention fall into any of this?
Mm-hmm.
Right, retention doesn't get its own category, but training, they could be like, training is our retention. Technology is our retention. But those two things also would be recruiting.
Right?
Okay. And so is it, Do we look at this list and say, what? They probably had a list of 20 things to pick from in the poll, but retention probably wasn't even on the list.
And they probably had as part of that poll, because we put some quizzes out, right? And there's a lot of reasons why we put the quizzes out. And mm-hmm. So what they might have said is, do you spend a lot of money on X leads, or do you buy leads from Real Geeks, or do you buy it from whoever? And yep. That might not have fallen under technology, but it might have fallen under rate yourself, and it might have fallen under online or online marketing and lead generation. It might have fallen under both of those. I yep. get that the vocabulary is different, and it's hard to standardize vocabulary across the whole industry.
Absolutely.
Completely agree with that. However, I'm in a position that I don't have to like the answer.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't have to agree with the answer. So here's how I would run this down. Opening new offices. So let me qualify what I'm talking about. I'm mm-hmm. talking about the next 12 months.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're middle of 2020 at this point, right? So I'm talking about the next 12 months. Opening new offices, acquiring an office would be a separate line item. I would not open a new, it would be a very hard pressed situation for me to open a new office right now.
Yeah.
Now, I would hire
probably
people.
Probably wouldn't even be in your top six. That's just.
It wouldn't. So I would throw that out, and I would just say I have a top five.
Okay.
But let me say this. And so if I was recruiting and there were people that wanted to be in a certain area and they were saying, hey, look, and I've done this before. So let me give you a very real life example. So I had agents in my office that basically said, hey, listen, here's what. And so if you're a recruiting manager and you've completely disagreed with everything I've said up until this point, please disregard all of that and pay close attention to what I'm about to say, okay? Because this worked exactly like I'm about to tell you, and it will save your ass given the opportunity, okay? So I had two really productive agents in my office. One of them in the past 3 weeks wrote a $5 million contract, okay? And our average sales price here is $285,000. So they just wrote a very nice contract.
Yep.
About a year and a half ago, another company approached them, and the other company approached them and said, hey, listen, if you come to work for me, I will open up an office in an area that you're doing a decent amount of business. We'd love to have you. We'll do whatever we can if you come work for us. Okay. So they came to me and they said, hey, we're really seriously thinking about this. This would be something that makes a whole lot of sense to us and would stroke their ego a little bit, but it also put them in the middle of where they wanted to be and all that. So because this wasn't the first time I've dealt with something like this, I said, I think that's a great idea. How about if we do this? How about if I do the same exact space that we're talking about? I'm going to ask you, though, to hold off for 12 months. And here's what I want you to do during those 12 months. Number one is I think we can both agree that once you get in there, if they've opened that space for you, I think we're both going to agree because they don't have an office there, they're going to ask you to try to fill that with other agents. And they said, yeah, they said that we would have to help recruit a little bit. I said, okay. I said, let's talk a little bit about it. Let's talk a little bit about that in just a second. I said, that's number one. Number two is I'm assuming that you don't want me to change your commission split, right? You're at a very advantageous commission split. So in order for me to just keep the doors open, there's going to have to be a certain amount of production that happens during that time period. And I told them, I said, listen, I'm just being completely honest with you. I'm not dangling the carrot in front of you and telling you that it's all going to be great, come walk in the door, and then 6 months or a year from now, us have to sit down and have a real conversation after you've changed all your signs and basically say, we can't keep these doors open because it doesn't make financial sense for us. We talked a little bit about the numbers. I said, I don't want your split to change. I want you to continue making the money that you want. I want you to put it in your pocket. That means that if we hire other people that are as productive as you, here's how many we would have in order to just get by from an income standpoint. I won't open the doors without having a staff person. I won't open the doors without having a copier and technology and all the other things that we need to have. And I'm very familiar with those numbers. And so it's about $22,000 to $24,000 a month in the area that you're talking about in order to have those things, okay? And I said, at how much company dollar you contribute, we need this many people. It was a lot. It was a lot of people to hit that number every month.
Sure.
And then I said, but it might not have to be people as productive as you. I said, because the truth is, when you go knock on the door of other people that know you have a lot of market share in that market, and you ask them to come work for you, do you think that those really productive people are going to come want to work for you?
Nope.
They don't want to sit side by side. What do they think is going to happen to the production? It's going to get absorbed by you. So now we're talking about a middle or a lower level agent that's coming in there. Are you going to be okay with one of them getting your walk-in leads? No.
Right.
So I said, who are we going to recruit here? We're going to have to be really specific about how we recruit. And so how long are we going to go financially of taking a loss before this makes sense for you to be in the middle of the market you're already dominating? I said, so let's do this. I said, Scout's Honor, if we can get this many people over this much time with this much of an average company retained dollar, absolutely, I'll open doors in that market for you. I will open them up and you won't have to change brands at all. What do you think their answer was? Hell no.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work.
You know why? They didn't want to be distracted by all of that while they were already winning in a market.
Yeah.
So my bottom line point was, I said, and I love you guys to death. You guys are a very good fit for us culturally. You do business the same exact way we do, but I want you to make a business decision. What do you want to spend your time on over the next 12 months, over the next 24 months, over the next however long? And they said, we're killing it right now. We can't imagine taking that on. And I said, okay, so somebody's going to have to take it on. I said, at least with me, you know that I would step up and handle those things. Somebody else that's promising to just open doors for you, that sounds like somebody's pulling a pin on a grenade and handing it to you, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And by the end of the conversation, we were joking and laughing about it, but it didn't start off that way. It started off, they were telling me they were leaving.
Yeah.
And they're still with me now, and they're still killing it, and we still have a great relationship because, in my opinion, I talked to them. I was knowledgeable enough and talked to them about the reality of doing business.
Yeah.
They came to me saying, hey, I've got a business opportunity, and I went to them saying, here's what it looks like. Yeah, I don't want to talk you out of it. Yeah, I'll be your partner in it, but I want an informed partner. I don't want somebody that doesn't know what they're doing, doesn't know what they're getting into.
Yeah.
They absolutely appreciated the heck out of it, okay? So opening a new office is out for me.
Yeah.
So acquiring an office, absolutely, I'd do it. Under the right circumstances, I'm all for acquiring.
Yeah, you might get a deal right now.
Absolutely. Right. For people that going forward, even when the economy good, there's still a lot of people struggling with a bunch of things. You know, we heard this morning on a conversation with a broker, two companies that were historically really good market share leaders just had to change their compensation plans, not to the benefit of the agents. And they're doing well, but not to the benefit of the agents. They just took on some additional overhead with space. And 3 months later, who couldn't have predicted this, three months later, right? So opening a new office right now, just, I wouldn't, there's too much certainty for me to take on something that I know is fixed whenever it comes to the expenses and the revenue. And nothing's completely fixed, but having a better idea, right? Okay. So my number five would be online marketing as far as cost, okay? And so here's and I am keeping these separate, by the way. I am saying online marketing is different than lead generation. And I am saying it's different than recruiting, when in reality it's not, right? I wouldn't spend any money online to create my, I shouldn't say any, I wouldn't spend any exponential amount of money online to create my brand. I would rather train people to make sure they're putting the content out there, have a little bit of really good content, and have a little bit of really good training, and have a little bit of really good culture, and a little bit of really good whatever. And then I would just leverage all the people I have in my office to get it all over the place.
Yeah, we've talked to that. We've talked about that before. Really, marketing your brand is not a first impression. It's more of a second, third, fourth impression. Like, you've met that person. Oh, now let me tell you a little bit more about my brain.
Instead of telling you about me. Because remember, what people want first, and what they want to receive first, is value. What they want to experience first is culture.
Yep.
Okay.